This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome back at our 8 o'clock hour. A couple of things we're going to cover this hour. We're going to cover the crime wave with the Kansas City Chiefs has now reached the stands.
No.
Yes, their number one stand fan.
Yes.
He dresses like he's all furry and stuff.
Yeah.
He has been arrested.
You mean the mascot or the fan?
The fan.
Okay.
But
fan.
He dresses like a mascot.
Okay.
He has been arrested for being a bank robber.
No way.
And shocking.
After that, LeSean McCoy has given a harsh assessment to Mr. Dak Prescott. You do not want to miss McCoy on this one. God, is he classy. But let's start, before I bring on our pinch-hitting guest, Jason Kelce's in meetings right now. We do not want to impede his preparation for the game on Christmas Eve. So I will play for you the latest edition that came from their Christmas album that all the offensive linemen did, Al. These guys are such great singers. This is going to blow you away. This is their rendition of Silent Night. That may be the greatest Eagles fight song we've ever heard.
Wow.
During the playing of that, Ruben Amaro indicated to me via pantomime that he think they auto-tuned it.
Maybe a little.
Those boys can sing.
They can sing.
All right. Elliot Shoreparks is up to deal with some of the issues today. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, hopefully you're not going to ask me to pinch hit sing for Kelce, too, because I don't think I can get on that.
Let me tell you something. You could definitely be a pulling guard. I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me start with this, all right, Elliot, because I'm still perplexed by what we're hearing on the game plan that took place in Chicago. Shane Steichen yesterday, did he sound to you like he realized the error of his ways in that game plan?
Well, I don't know if the Eagles truly believe there was an error in their ways with that game plan. Now, I know the mistake, I guess, a lot of people are upset about is Miles didn't touch the ball until the middle of the second. And clearly that's not ideal. I'll agree with you on that. But I think when you're looking at how they run their offense, they call a lot of our RPO stuff. They've been doing it all year. It's how they get to 13-1. And they have also got to 13-1 by throwing the ball with the guy that was going to be NFL MVP and all these receivers. So I can't really fault them for going into a game with that game plan. They should have given it to Miles a little earlier, but I don't think it was an egregious mistake of a game plan.
All right, we don't agree at all with that remark, but let me play what Steichen said about, when you run the ball.
There's times where you have just called runs and run it, and then you also have times where, shoot, when the zone read stuff is working really well, that you want to take advantage of that. And so, I mean, when you have the element of a zone read, obviously you're plus one in the run game, so that gives you the advantage there in the run game a lot of times. So that's where we'll go from there.
All right. He said that sometimes they're called runs. There were no called runs for almost 24 minutes, Allie. Why didn't no one, you know, at that point follow up and say to him, well, you didn't call one run from a guy who had just got 144 yards. You got a weak run defense, and you got 30-mile-an-hour winds. It made no sense not to go to Miles early in the game to attempt to establish a run game. No?
Yeah.
That's not conventional wisdom here.
Well, but so Nick talked about this as well. Like, they thought the matchup they liked was twofold. One, they did like it in the passing game. And two, they liked the RPO style of running. And I know I get your point about saying, yeah, just hand it to Miles, right? But ultimately, the RPO is a play where it could go to Miles. They just, the look that they were got lended itself to the RPO, to Jalen keeping it, right? So, yes, I guess if you really want to just give the ball to Miles, but again, they've been spending all week on this game plan about how they want to attack this defense. So I just can't fault them for throwing that away in the first few minutes.
Now you've put me in a terrible spot, Elliot, because I got two football authorities saying that they should absolutely have done it. Let me see if I could swing you around on this, all right, Elliot? Here's Ron Jaworski on not using Miles Sanders.
Well, first of all, I had it in my fantasy playoffs, so I was I was obviously very upset about that, but I just did not get it. He came off his best game as an Eagle. You got a guy that is hot right now. You want the ball, right? You want the rock. And all of a sudden, you're not getting it. I was surprised. I made all kinds of picks that Miles and Sanders have a great game, a running game would win the game, and they abandoned it during the game. It was shocking to me, and I don't know why.
All right. Brian Baldinger echoed the remarks on WIP yesterday of Ron Jaworski.
Well, I thought it was ridiculous what they did last week for whatever reason. I mean, the first time Miles Sanders touched the ball was 6 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Like, that just makes no sense at all. And Jalen's like, you can say, okay, it's RPOs, run pass option. Well, stop calling him. Hand the ball off to Miles.
Have I swung you around at all, Elliot?
Well, they did a better job than I guess you have. But no, I still disagree. At the end of the day, we can't spend the first 2.5 months of the season saying, Jalen's so improved. He's NFL MVP. Look how good all these receivers are. This RPO offense is such a threat to the defense. And then the first time it doesn't work for like two series in Chicago, demand he gives the ball to Miles Sanders. Yes, I agree. You want to avoid all extremes. Give it to Miles once or twice more. But this idea that, you know, just because Jalen had a rough first few series, they're just going to pull the ball out of his hands and hand it to Miles nonstop. I disagree with that. We've seen what's worked with this team, and what's worked with this team for the majority of the season has not been a run-heavy offense.
Elliot, they handed it to Quez Watkins in the third
Twice.
Series of the game.
Yeah. All right, we're not going to win this one. Elliot's a bonehead. So let's move to the next thing. Elliot, what's your read on him playing Christmas Eve, Hurts? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. I mean, he hasn't practiced at all this week. The Eagles are very good at trying to use the media in terms of tricking other teams into a player, whether he is or is not going to play. I think that's what's happening here. The game doesn't have a ton of meaning. I don't think they want to put him in harm's way, and that's a smart thing to do. So I do not think he's going to play.
And do you think it is a curious decision by the NFL to assign the ref crew of the only loss this season, Alex Kemp, and a man who missed big calls in the only loss against Washington to bring him back for that game? Is that a curious thing to you, Elliot?
It's interesting, I'll say that, but if we know one thing in this city, it's that nothing can overpower the power of the backup. This team always wins when the backup starts their first game. So even though the NFL's best attempt may be to get the Eagles, I still think the Eagles are going to win this game.
Wow, Elliot, your park's feeling good. Elliot, thank you for the pitch hit. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you soon. Have a good Christmas.
There you have
we
Elliot.
We woke him up out of bed. I felt bad about that.
No, it's okay. See, here's the thing. Elliot's job is to be on call.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something happens in the 10 o'clock guest, Elliot's back on
call.
He's on call around the clock.
Nice.
Middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning.
He's Johnson, not taking that call.
Johnson needs an expert. He's on call.
He's a doctor
comes
on call.
He's kind of like a medical personnel, that kind of thing. Sean's up from the Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Same to you. Sean, what do you want to talk about today?
Hey, since we had Ruben on, I thought I'd ask him about the Phillies and their offseason, what he thought about their pickups. And if, the Mets to me truly don't scare me, only because I think they're just throwing money at the wall. They want Correa to go to third because they already got Lindor at short, and they're signing old people like Verlander. But Ruben's quick thoughts on the Phillies offseason.
I think the Phillies did a great job. Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton, obviously very aggressive, got the right guys, got the perfect guy as far as I'm concerned, and Turner. That was the perfect sort of leadoff guy that they could pick up and add to their lineup. But Sonori, a great lineup. I think Castellanos is going to have a much better year. I think they did a good job of getting a good, solid pitcher in Walker. He's not a frontline pitcher, but he's a good, solid depth guy. And those are good moves.
Who would you rather have at shortstop, Turner or Correa?
Turner, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised because they got him a lot cheaper than Correa.
I will say this. Yep. I think Correa is a great talent, and he's a really good baseball player. But for our club, we needed someone with bat-to-ball skills, which Turner has, and someone with great speed and dynamic base runner, and I think that was really important. You are not going to get that out of Correa, and you're also not going to get the kind of range that you're going to get out of Turner from Correa.
Fantastic. Sean, winner or weasel?
Let's go with weasel. This guy was involved in perhaps the dumbest play of the NFL this year. Instead of just going to overtime and taking the ball down, he threw the lateral pass that was intercepted by the Raiders and ran in for the winning score. My weasel is Jacoby Myers of the Patriots.
Well, it was a ridiculous play.
I put him on deck.
Right,
I don't think he's going to get my guy.
We each got better ones, but they haven't been named yet,
yeah.
So you're both in play.
Pretty good.
Rhea, who's the guy on deck for you?
Hassan Reddick,
yes. And your guy is?
We just named him.
Just say his name.
I don't even remember what he said.
The guy from the Patriots.
Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. He threw the ball to the quarterback who got flattened.
You might want to get that checked out.
What?
Your brain.
Nah. 215.
Right after you.
215-592.
I still learn it. Belichick still has no answers.
All right. No, he doesn't, Al.
No, he's on to Cincinnati.
When we return, you're going to love this story. He is. Remember Sean for the Dirty 30 Hour with the shoulder
pads? Yeah, with the helmets and the
shoulder
pads.
He's like the guy
pads.
They always show in the stands where they're going to a break.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Well, the KC guy, he wears like a big fox outfit or something.
Yeah.
He ended up wolf. I'm sorry. He goes as a wolf.
That makes sense.
He is now in jail for robbing a bank in Oklahoma.
In that costume?
We have information on that when we return. This story's hilarious. WIP. All right, it is 8:21. It is with great pride that
yes.
I'd like to remind people that I have become, over the past 3 years, a crime reporter on the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right.
And Al, now,
whenever
anything happens of a criminal nature on the Chiefs, led by Andy Reid, I am deluged by emails from people delighted to update me.
Mm-hmm.
And this story that broke over the past couple of days is a charmer, Al. Because it involves the number one fan. He even wears a Chiefs. He comes to every game in a wolf uniform.
I mean,
the full costume with the big face. And he's even got like a hat, and he puts the ears through the hat. He's got the whole thing going, right? So this guy's there, and he's a very, very, he's got on the back of his thing, number one Chiefsaholic. And that's, I guess, his Twitter name.
Yeah, yeah.
Chiefsaholic. So anyway, everybody got nervous because last week he disappeared. No one knew what happened to him because he's a very active Twitter.
Huh.
And he tweets during games from the stands. And he was not available during the game, and people started to worry. And then right after that, a story came out on Kansas City television, Al, that explained his whereabouts.
A Bixby bank robbery is getting a ton of attention because the suspect in the Tulsa County Jail is a popular Chiefs superfan.
Nicknamed Chiefsaholic, he famously dresses up in a wolf costume. His social media profile has 36,000 followers on Twitter and 11,000 on Instagram and is very active. So when the pages went silent last Friday and he didn't show up at Sunday's game, fans were worried. They used social media and the internet to try and track him down. Babudar is charged with several charges, including armed robbery, and sits in the Tulsa County Jail on a $200,000 bond.
Bixby police say did confirm Babudar was not wearing a wolf mask last Friday.
There's a lot to digest.
Said so seriously.
Yeah. His name is Xavier Babuda.
Yeah.
Right now. And he apparently knocked off a bank in Bixby, Oklahoma. Now, what they said is he got a ton of money.
Really?
He cleaned them out. But because he was not wearing a wolf mask, people were easily able to identify him. Al, 2 minutes after the heist, witnesses called the cops, 911. He was apprehended with the money within 6 minutes of the robbery, indicating he is not that bright.
Wow.
Now, Al, he's
worse time management than the coach.
You got to understand, this is a major felony.
Yeah.
You are knocking off
bank robbery.
Oh, yeah, he's going to jail for a long time.
He's in jail in Oklahoma, which doesn't sound great either.
No.
But the good news is for him, Al, when he does get out on bail, Andy Reid hopes to use him on special teams. Ava Graham, do we have a read on our second question?
We do. I'm such a loser. Brought to you by Arvin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find a road to Arvin Chevrolet closer than you think. Do you think Jalen Hurts should play in Dallas Christmas Eve? 70% say no.
Ooh,
that is smart. See, they listen to Ruben Amaro.
I don't know if that's smart.
Yeah. I mean, and so I guess only 5% more expect him to play. So
all right. And here's the thing, Kenny, you just got slapped down. Kenny just said that where I was. No, we are using the prudent judgment in a critical moment. You with me, Rube?
For a change.
Do you want to unleash the last question
let's
here?
Let's do the last
unleash.
Question. Unleash. Now, here's where we are. Before we do the last question.
I don't know why I said
what
that.
We know is it does not appear that the fans think Hurts will play, nor do they want him to
correct.
Play.
Yes.
That ties in with our final question.
Who will win the Christmas Eve game in Dallas? Eagles, Cowboys.
Final score. Dallas 27, Philadelphia 16. No, no, Joe, no. Joe.
Huh?
No, Joe.
That's your call?
That's my prediction. I am first an
You're
analyst.
So unlikable.
Second a cheerleader. Ruben Amaro.
I think the Eagles are going to win.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You're playing to the house.
I don't think Dallas is that good of a team.
Final score.
I think their offense, their defense
final
stinks.
Final score.
17-14
wow.
Eagles.
Low score.
Yes.
All right. Al Morganti.
I'm going to go Eagles 21-10.
Wow.
Not even that close.
You know, the Cowboys do score points.
Yeah, they do. I got 17-10. Reuse.
I'm going to go Eagles 24-21.
Wow. Pollyanna, I'm sorry, Ava?
Pollyanna literally just wrote this down, 27-21 Eagles. Go Birds.
I'm on a limb by myself.
That limb's going to...
And all I have left is my credibility.
Oh, that ship left a long time ago.
And the limb just broke.
Yeah, that's the sound of it breaking.
It's gone.
Rocco is up from the Dirty 30. Hi, Rock.
Hey, good morning, Angelo. Hide the daughters. Hugh Douglas is coming back to town.
All right, go easy. Hugh Douglas is a good man. All right, anyway.
Well, congratulations.
Rock, he is a really good man, and he will do a great job here at WIP. What do you, Rock, what do you think? Do you want Hurts to play? What are you on this?
Well, before I get to that, you realize that if the Eagles didn't have this incredible run, today would have been your last show?
Yeah. No, wait, there's 2 weeks to go, right?
Well, you don't want that other week. This would have been it.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It really wasn't topical right now.
I did the math on this. I'm here for at least another month out.
Yeah.
Because they're in the playoffs. That's 3 weeks, one more, four. It's at least a month.
Yay.
Yeah.
Like, who said yet?
That's not me. That was Wechter.
Who said yet? Don't do that. Don't do that. These are the people I work with for 30 years, and they're counting the days.
I count the days, but you don't even know.
Did you know, Rocker? Did you see Jim Gardner last night? He nailed it. He nailed the landing.
Oh, excellent. But I didn't see it. But getting back to our boy, Jalen, listen, if he's healthy and he can go and he's cleared by the team doctors, he should play.
All right, man.
Bottom line, we want to win it. We want to lock it up. All of a sudden, Parsons has an illness. Isn't that convenient?
All right. It would be amazing to me if Michael Parsons did not play.
He's got a cold.
Probably doesn't like to practice.
He will be playing.
Whatever. Anyway, Rock, winner or weasel, who you got?
Before that, Merry Christmas to everybody. Be careful. It's got a bad weather coming. I got a winner.
Who you got?
Rayshon Jenkins, the pick six player.
Good one.
The game.
Very good. Not my winner, but very good.
All right. I gave it to the coach because we have a rooting interest in him, Alex.
Did you see that there was an Eagles employee that sent Doug cheesesteaks?
35 cheesesteaks.
That's very cool.
And I'm thinking, well, you can't give one every player because it's 53. So Doug's, I guess, got to give them two. He's got to take a few for himself.
It'd be like that the judge guy from the Bible. Just cut him in half.
Yeah, cut him in half.
Solomon Al?
Yeah.
How many years did you go to Catholic school?
I need to make a public statement.
That guy.
I need to make a public statement.
Yes, please.
All the coaches.
Yes.
All the managers.
Yes.
All these years.
Correct.
My favorite one's Doug Peterson. I love Doug.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Nobody leaves here and we still like them, right? By the time they leave, like when Doc Rivers gets his ass kicked out soon,
Doc Rivers.
We're going to say sayonara, right? Yeah. We're not going to care. When Brett Brown went, sayonara. I really, really miss Doug Peterson. He was a class man. He was classy.
Good person.
I love that. Good person.
And fun.
Everyone that knew him knew that he was a great guy, right? And I am thrilled that he took that dumpster fire
of a franchise
that was the Jaguars, and he turned them back into a playoff contender.
Yep.
God bless him.
They win this game this weekend, man.
I will always root for him.
Yeah. Because Tennessee just lost their quarterback, right?
Yeah, but he's even Trevor Lawrence is iffy for tonight.
He's playing.
Tonight.
He's playing.
He's got to play.
Turf toe.
He is my guy. Doug Peterson, go get him, baby. Jimmy's up from Oakland. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Ange. Good morning, team.
How you feeling, Jimmy?
Well, a quick baseball comment. I want to talk Eagles, but regarding Steve Cohen, I think P.T. Barnum was right when he said there's a sucker born every minute, because it sure applies to Cohen.
All right, but wait a minute. You would love to have Correa, wouldn't you? He's terrific.
Not particularly. You got to fit together. There are pieces. They're grabbing all kinds of pieces. He's throwing all kinds of money out there, but he doesn't even know if these guys are even going to get along.
Well, that is true. There's no question he's trying to buy his championship, but he bought some pretty good players.
Verlander, you wouldn't mind Verlander in your rotation, would you, Jimmy?
He's done. The Braves are still the team to beat. I'm not even worried about the Mets.
All right, hold on a minute, Jimmy. Jimmy, how about closing Diaz? You like him in your ninth inning slot?
I like that signing, yeah.
All right, okay. Because all of
that
those
may end
seem
up being the
be,
worst one, believe it or not.
I don't know. Yeah, because you don't know it. 5 years.
Just because it's so long.
Five years is a long time.
He's tremendous, but I mean,
Jimmy, I hope all of these signings fail. And then I hope his business goes awry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. The guy's spending money like a drunken sailor
on
shore
leave. And you know, if he was your owner, you'd be thrilled beyond belief.
Very true.
Thank you.
Jimmy, give me a winner or weasel.
Hey, do you got time for a quick Eagles comment?
All right, but it's got to be really good.
Okay, the Cowboys are expecting to run. Our running back's been off for a week. We've got a backup in there. I think Minshew is going to shred them. And my winner of the week is Lionel Messi from Team Argentina.
Oh, I love it.
That one I thought would win.
Love it.
Because my own grandkids are going nuts about this Messi. Mm-hmm. You know they're trying to get me tickets to see him. He's going to play for Miami in the MLS, and they're coming here in June.
Oh, nice.
And he's trying to make calls to get me tickets. And they said, can you get me tickets? And
is he definitely playing for him?
They think he is. I don't know. We had to buy him. I bought him a Messi jersey for Christmas.
Do you think that he's gone in depth to find out whether or not Messi's playing for Miami?
No, he's not.
All I know is this. Yes. All right. He's a 35-year-old Argentinian soccer player. And apparently my grandkids love him.
Everybody loves him.
Maybe the greatest of all time.
Is Lionel Messi the winner of the week?
No.
Whoa. Wow. I thought he had it.
I think he's staying in France.
You do?
Yeah.
He signed a big contract there, too.
Right. Well, I guess we're going to be going to France next summer. Bob's on the line from Bucks County. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, everybody?
It's going great, Bob. What do you need?
All right. Well, I got to tell you two things, and then I have a weasel.
All right.
First thing I want to tell you. Nothing against Action News or anything, but I've never watched that in my life. But I've listened to this show pretty much every weekday morning for over 20 years, so that tells you something right there.
Well, I would like to state that Jim Gardner is way better at his job than I have ever been. You have made a grave mistake. What's your second point, Bob?
All right, second thing. If you haven't seen it already, you got to go to Netflix. I know you sometimes are looking for requests, things that you want to watch.
Yep.
It's called Home Game. Home Game. It's on Netflix. It's a series. And the very first episode really got me hooked because it's a sport in Florence, Italy, and it's called Calcio Storico. And it's a combination of rugby, football, and MMA. These guys wear no helmets, no pads. Some of them don't even wear shirts. And they are allowed to punch each other right in the face.
I got to watch it today for Christmas.
Bob, I'm going to probably lose some time on my schedule for this. They punch each other in the face?
Barbaric.
You should see this. The second I start watching it, I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to tell Angelo about this.
Home game.
All right,
I don't know about anybody else. I'm going to gather the whole family around the TV on Christmas Eve.
Babies, too.
Bare-chested face punching.
Bob, winner or weasel?
I got a weasel. You guys just mentioned it. How can I not name him? Chiefs fan, Chiefaholic, Wolfman, Xavier Babadoo.
Al, what about that guy? He knocked off a bank.
No, that's not as good as the last two we had. Last one we had.
It's such a great story because...
What a clown.
How do they think he's going to get away? How do people think... They did this in where I live, Medford. They broke into an ATM.
Right.
With people at the inside ATM... taking pictures of them on their phones.
Yes.
That's a giveaway. Mask.
What the hell?
That's a giveaway that there's video.
Every house on my street has video cameras.
It's unbelievable.
You can't get away with anything anymore.
When we retired, ladies and gentlemen, LeSean McCoy had some strong remarks about Dak Prescott, who we will see on Christmas Eve. Al, you don't want to miss this. He trashed him. That's next. WIP Sports Time. 8:37.
Hey, Santa Barkley is coming to town, and he's delivering $20 million in gifts this holiday season to all FanDuel customers. Doesn't matter if you've been naughty or nice, Santa Chuck has something for everyone. Just check your FanDuel and partner with Valley Forge Casino app for a no-sweat same-game parlay. All of those are great. There's bonuses. There's all sorts of stuff that you're going to find that fills you with holiday cheer. FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, the official partner of 94WIP. New to FanDuel? Well, now is the perfect time to sign up. And remember to use the promo code AL. The app, easy to use. You're always hooking you up with great promotions. And when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. I love this FanDuel app, so see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports pick and get into the holiday spirit with $20 million in gifts from Santa Barkley.
All right, we're coming up at 8:43. It always amazes me when a guy is a player and does not speak much to the media.
All right.
Then his playing days end, and then they give him a talk show.
Yeah.
And you go, well, what are you basing that on? He hardly ever talked. Marshawn Lynch was the ultimate example. He would not answer a question at the Super Bowl.
No.
But as soon as he was done, he was ready to do the media thing and get paid.
Yeah.
Well, somehow LeSean McCoy, who did nothing memorable with his mouth, in the time. He's a damn good football player.
He's an excellent runner here, yes.
He's a damn good football player, but he was not much of a talker.
Mm-hmm.
Al, he has his own show on Fox Sports 1.
He is very, says a lot of things, I will say
well,
that.
Here's the thing. It's called Speak. All right, that's the name of the show. And he's on it. There's a woman on there that I think is exceptional. Her name is Joy Taylor.
Oh, yeah, I know Joy, yeah.
People have been sending me clips of Joy Taylor saying that they are going to screw Jalen Hurts out of the MVP. That basically the NFL does not want him to win. They want their marquee guys there. They were like Mahomes, you know, in a better year. They would have liked Aaron Rodgers. They do not want Hurts to move in on that.
Okay.
She did a whole riff
that
on
was
it.
Really
it was really
well
good.
Done, yeah.
Really good. But meanwhile, McCoy, Al, he doesn't work at that level of intellect. He works a little lower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked to assess the performance last Sunday and overall of Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. And here is what he said.
Dak is ass, right? Can I say it on TV? Because he is ass.
You can say whatever you want on TV.
Okay. Dak has the easiest job in football. The picks he throwing, those aren't even like, he's not even trying to like fit the ball through the needles or the small little windows. These are like easy passes. They run the ball well. What else can you do? I'm paying you $160 million. That's how you play? If you tell me that's outstanding, I don't know what to say. He looked trash.
Joe, could you go back to the very beginning? Because he had me at the very beginning.
Dak is ass, right? Can I say it on TV? Because he is ass.
He is saying that Dak Prescott is ass.
He has seven interceptions in his last four games.
All right, fine. I mean, that would indicate he's ass.
Yes. I was doing that to highlight.
But I that is, you know what, Al? It made me not think highly of LaShawn and then want to see his show.
I mean, that is analysis, that is, Angelo.
That is, well, on this, on the one hand, I mean, I would like to think an analyst might use more, I don't know, better language,
eloquence.
More eloquence than that,
yes.
Right? On the other hand, it's pretty much, he's doing a fine job of communicating his views.
Yeah. Dak is ass.
Rector has a toy.
Yes, Joe.
He's speaking.
Between now and the end of this gala Christmas show, I can't hear that enough.
Dak is ass.
Lou is up next. Hi, Lou. Good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Hey, Angelo, why would you give an ass like McCoy a chance to speak?
Because
that's the guy that left a 20-cent tip and threw a woman off the bus in New Jersey.
Lou, you are 100% right. The only reason that I did it is that I agree with him.
Dak is ass.
See, Lou, if somebody I don't like says something I agree with, I find a way to use it anyway.
But you agree he is an ass.
Oh, no, I hate McCoy. I've always hated him. I'll be honest with you. I do like him on one condition. If there's a blizzard, he runs in the
200-something yards.
Very, very well. Otherwise, in regular weather, no, I don't like him. Lou, give me a winner or a wheeze up.
Middleton.
No, not this week.
No, Middleton as winner or weasel. Middleton, I do wonder this, though. All right, Middleton's there. He's a billionaire. He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
He's watching Cohen.
Yeah.
Bigger billionaire, more money.
Yeah.
And he's saying, well, I thought I did nice with Turner. Right? I did nice with the other guys I got. This guy's blowing my doors off. Am I going to compete with him with my cigar money, or am I going to still try to run a profitable business? That's really what all these other owners are asking themselves right now, aren't they, Rube?
Well, some of them. Some of them are more aggressive than others, but you know, most of them are doing really well with the TV money, so they're tossing it out there, some of them.
Well,
not enough of them yet.
All right, but this guy will lose money with that payroll. There's no way he's going to be able to make money with the Mets. He can make it
He will be in the red. There's no question.
Is he going to suffer at all personally?
I don't think so
at
all.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. You know how I could tell that?
A lot of ego here.
When he was doing his last contract, he was doing it from a beautiful mansion in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That indicates his lifestyle's holding up.
He's not going to lose money.
No.
He's going to lose money in baseball.
No, because eventually, like these players, they're like houses.
Yeah.
They'll depreciate the contract, And he,
oh, there's a, the way
oh no, it's unbelievable. The rules are unbelievable for owners. It's incredible.
I guess
what happens. I mean, if they look at it as a pure business, it's like, oh, I had to paint the ceiling on this player and take this off, and it's unbelievable.
Now, the Mets right now have a pretty good team.
They do, but
really, I mean, they got a really good team.
I agree. Yep. I like the shortstop here better.
You can't buy a championship.
No, but I thought now you look at the Turner deal here and you go, that's a hell of not only is it a great player, it's a great deal.
Yeah, now it becomes
it's
a great
really
deal.
Good. And you look at the Harper thing now and you go, that's a pretty damn good deal for what's gone on here.
Yeah, if I was Harper, I'd renegotiate.
They didn't. Harper's not going to be here for like half the season, and they needed another big pitcher.
Okay. Yeah, really. I like it. Right, I like when the Mets fail.
Let's get Jerry for Wilmington up here. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Jerry, so what are you feeling today?
Well, I'm a little tired, but besides that, after watching the Bears game, they went right to the Jags.
Yeah.
And I thought in overtime, Dallas was definitely going to win, you know, and then after that interception, they had the picture of Dak just sitting there like a Tom Brady watching the guy run by.
Dak is ass.
I was thrilled, man. I was thrilled. I love to frame that. You get that picture and frame it, and I hope it happens again this weekend.
No, but it could have been better, Jerry. They could have somehow, just at that moment, gotten you a shot in the luxury suite with Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. Yes,
would you yes, not? Would you not have loved that? Because they never show him when horrible things happen. You know he's he's just killing him right there. That they blew that game. Ah. I need to see that.
Yeah, he was sitting there thinking, oh, we're going to win in overtime. And then, that would have been a great shot, man.
It was a beautiful thing to happen. And Doug Peterson looked like he had won another Super Bowl. He was running down the field. It was great. Jerry, give me a winner or a weasel. Who you got?
Well, I'm going to go weasel. You know, the Vikings are going for the playoffs. They want to, you know, win the playoffs. And they let Rager in for two plays. He ran the wrong route.
Good one.
Both plays, and they caused the interceptions.
Jalen Rager, Weasel of the Week, Al.
No.
He's but just good
a bad
try.
Player.
Oh, I've been looking for this guy all week. Joe, can you play me a tiny bit? This is George Al, who called in when Minshew became a story last year.
Right.
I'll play a little bit of George's story.
I've been sitting the bench so long, and the Jaguar said so long, Gardner Minshew. I've been sitting by the phone, sleeping all along, Gardner Minshew.
Ladies and gentlemen, the author and singer of that song, George, is on the line.
Nice.
George, great song. I'm so happy to hear from you again.
Hey, what's going on, morning team? Merry Christmas to everybody.
George, you know what my wife said to me when Minshew was expected to be the starter on Christmas Eve? She said, the best song you ever had on your show all these years from Was That Caller on Gardner Minshew. How great is that song, George? Is that the only song you've ever done?
I don't know. Maybe did one or two, but I got something to tell you, Angelo.
What do you got, George?
I took a walk in Central Park, grooming my Fu Manchu in the dark. People saying I'm crazy. Walking down the street, shuffling to the beat. People asking, what's the matter, Minshew boy? Sometimes I just want to hear everybody in the WIP listening audience hoot and holler and say, woo, 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 gonna meet you. Yeah.
George, you're awesome, man. George, you're really good. George, don't be a stranger. I only got a few weeks left. Don't be a stranger. I love you, George.
Hello,
you're
George.
Awesome.
You heard of air guitar, right, Angelo? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was my oral sax.
You did a good job, George. You're very talented. Wow. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Joe, play me a little more. How great is that song?
It's a great song.
And the Jaguar said so long, Gardner meet you.
Everybody. Ruth, sing.
I've been sitting by the phone, sleeping all along, Gardner Minshew.
Everybody.
Ruth,
Stones are the masters of woo.
Oh my God, that
old saxophone.
I forgot what a great song that was.
That's
too.
An awesome song.
How did he pull that one out? Where'd he get that? Charles is up next from the city. Hi, Charles. Charles, are you there? He doesn't hear me.
He's doing work.
I'm going to Dallas right now. Steve is in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Steve.
Hi, and good talking to you. I wish you the best retirement.
Well, thank you, Steve. You know, what's it like?
In Dallas,
yep.
We need Nick Sirianni, the gardener. We need the flower speech.
Oh, you do?
You saw, I've heard you mention before Chauncey Gardner, the movie Being There.
Yes.
It's like Nick Sirianni is a gardener people laugh at, and then he's walking on water. And we here in Dallas, I'm sorry to say, I think you're going to roll us. I don't even care if Gardner Minshew plays.
Wait a minute, hold on. So you're a Dallas fan, Steve?
I am. I'm a long-suffering Dallas fan. It's like being a Cubs fan.
All right, but Steve, you're probably not going to see Hurts. Doesn't that give you a great shot here?
Well, I think it gives us a great shot, but if you've watched our last two games, Minshew could walk through us like a hot knife through butter. I mean, the defense is just not getting it done.
What's happening?
All of the plants are wilting. The flowers don't have any blossoms anymore.
All right, Steve, help us to understand what's going wrong with your defense.
I think the opposition has figured out that if they get the ball out fast, that negates the pass rush. And if the pass rush is sitting back a little bit, unsure what to run. And we have a lot of tall, long, fast players who aren't built to clog up the line so much.
Ah, pound the ball and get the ball out quick in the passing. I like it, Steve. Thank you for helping us develop our game plan.
May I say one thing about Rhea?
Yeah.
About a year ago or so, you guys had a... you had some kind of call-in contest where you could be in somebody's tent for something and Rhea's tent for something.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see how every red-blooded male who called in didn't want to be in Rhea's tent. That makes sense to me.
I'll be honest. She is popular among the male population. 215-592.
I don't think so.
94-94.